Mushrooms are absolutely inedible.
No.
Let's talk about this.
No.
Welcome back to the Quins and Hyde podcast. Today we're going to be talking about food opinions and how Jesper and I notoriously never agree on any food things apart from like four different ones. And I would love to know on which team you are in the end. Team Quins and Hyde or Team Jesper Lust? Based on how much you like or dislike these foods. Man, I should be on the radio.
Yeah, you should be.
I have a face for the radio, people told me.
I get it, because you're... Shut up, bro.
Regardless, though, mushrooms, specifically champignon, white mushroom, you know, the little champignon?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Inedible, worst food on the planet. The taste, the smell, the texture, the smell, the taste.
Okay, so...
The way they look.
No.
Horrifying.
No, no, no. Mushrooms are... They're good if you want to... Added to like a.
Why are you laughing?
I know your face looks really dumb. they're good if you want to add them to like a pre-existing dish.
Nope.
But they're. Is my mic still on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But they're very good if you want to make like a mushroom soup. Nice and creamy.
So here's the thing: mushroom soup only tastes good if you take out the mushrooms. Like, mushroom cream soup, I can stomach because it doesn't taste that much like mushrooms anymore. But if there's then chunks of them in there, like, I would need, like, a sieve and just get them all out.
Mm.
Like, the broth, fine. The taste. But the thing is, I'm just talking about, like, the little white mushrooms. Because, what are those called? Enoki mushrooms?
Mm.
Doable. Doable.
Yeah, but, no, all mushrooms are good.
Per definition, that's not the case. There's
just
a
all
few
of them. If I see
very
one,
lethal ones.
I'm in a forest, I'm eating that.
Just for inhaling that puffball. You know what a puffball is?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I usually have to tell people that. Here's the thing. I like mushrooms as a concept. I like the way they look. I love that they're not plants or animals. They just kind of exist. I love how healthy they are. But they're not, I just find them gross. Then again, I would like to try more different kinds because most of the time here, when you get mushrooms, it's per definition white mushroom.
That is.
And it's just so inedible. Like, to the degree, when it was Christmas, I was at my dad's house and they put like a pan of them near me and I just went, and I was like, I'm going to be real rude. Can we move that to the other side of the table? And they did it. They like moved around everything because I just cannot stomach the smell of those things. I have to open a window. It's horrible.
Interesting.
I find them so gross. It's insane.
I don't know if I have that with the smell of anything.
I have that. That is my only food that I have that with. Just mushrooms. Like white mushrooms.
I mean, I will say I really don't like the smell of oliebolle, oil balls, traditional Dutch
donuts is actually the translation. Did you know that?
Yeah,
Dutch donuts.
You've told me before.
Those are awesome. Delicious.
I used to really like them until the 31st of December 2012 when I spent the entire night vomiting. So now I associate that smell with throwing up.
How many did you have for that to happen?
Like one, but the scent was in the house.
Ah, you know? gotcha.
So it was inescapable. The two scents were vomit.
Gotcha. I had that for a few years with the smell of cotton candy. Because I once got like a big ass migraine after drinking a cotton candy G Fuel.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, what did you expect to happen there?
I had to throw away my G Fuel shaker yesterday because I had left it in the fridge with some G Fuel still in there for like a year. So now it's it got kind of moldy.
Yum.
So now it's gone.
Now it's Q Fuel.
But also I don't want to... So the thing is, on my G Fuel packs, I didn't know this, but it says like, warning, may potentially contain lead. And
sounds like the US.
And it says like, according to California law, we have to put it on the package so that it might impact your fertility. And I was like... So it might be that that's the case for a lot of food products that I just don't know about.
Mm.
But I don't like that because I want kids at some point. And the idea of a drink, like an energy drink, just being like, I don't know, might contain a pretty toxic metal.
Hey, fun fact. I actually looked into getting a vasectomy yesterday.
What? What?
Just Google it because I hate kids. Never
mind. I know that. I know you're kind of a 180 on that stance for like... for me. That's a horrible sentence, but really?
Yeah, no, but it, but apparently it kind of like wrecks you for a couple of days, so yeah.
Yeah, my dad had one.
Oh, fun.
Before I was born. No, I'm kidding.
Makes sense.
No, my dad has had a vasectomy because he was like, I don't want any more kids.
Makes sense, yeah.
After three.
He had you and was like, ugh.
No, no, he had two more, remember?
Okay.
Well, he has three. Does that cost money?
Not sure.
Oh.
Couldn't find out much about that.
I feel like it would because it's not considered like important care. So I think you have to pay for that.
I don't know. I think it's really important that I'll never bring kids into this world. But
I feel like the lust bloodline has to go on, Jesper.
I think it does.
The lust bloodline.
No.
The bloodline.
No. Okay, food.
Yes, sorry. I mean, I don't know. I was just kind of thrown off with a... You can be Uncle Jesper to my kids.
That's cool. Yeah. Yes. I like kids when I get to spend like an hour with them and then hand them back to their owners.
So the thing is, my kids, there's a big chance that they get my kind of autism because my whole family does, and it's like a hereditary form. So there's a big chance it's just he or she is gonna be relatively like me to a degree.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Is it?
Yeah, more me. Anyway, so foods that I do really like. The thing is, I like most foods. It's just mushrooms, vile, and most things that Jesper picks that he's like, delicious. You know what this man's favorite pizza is? Mushroom ham.
I think actually just mushroom at this point. it's really good.
That's worse. That's worse. You at least had the ham.
No, it doesn't add as much. And I think if you have like, if you have a good mushroom pizza, it's incredible.
No.
It's also relatively healthy.
I remember, that's fair, that is true. I remember the one time, the first time we went to Prague, we went to this one other city, and I we were like on a terrace, and I had this awesome carbonara pasta.
It's a very good carbonara. Yeah.
It was a really good carbonara. And this fella buys the mushroom ham pizza at a place where he warns me beforehand, yo, the carbonara is sick. And that's one of the few foods I think that we both like. I mean, you probably add something stupid to it, like mushrooms or turds. But Jesper eats poop, by the way.
I don't.
But I miss the time where I could just tell people things about you and they would believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
For years, people thought this man's middle name was Emmanuel because I just told people. Wasn't the case.
Well, let's get this on the record. I do not have a middle name.
It's Emmanuel, actually. But imagine if I started a rumor that you eat poop.
That'd be so funny. That's probably the best joke you ever made. What is your favorite, like, dish?
No, I don't like that question. Because here's the thing, right? Foods are so different from each other. It's impossible.
If you could eat anything
right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very looking forward to the capsule that we're going to be buying a little bit later. So that's really in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we do agree on, if you watch the main channel, and realistically you do, because otherwise you probably wouldn't be here, the pizza from Alum's Pizza, the Manhattan pizza that we drive to Germany for every now and again, which we're going to have to drive way further to from now on, because I'm moving to Amsterdam soon. And that's not exactly around the corner. That's like the one thing that we agree on both.
Greatest thing in the world.
Exceptional.
Yeah.
Just exceptional. Our friend, our mutual friend, we gave it to her and she was just like, yeah, this is completely okay. And we were like, huh? Like I felt like, admittedly, I felt personally offended.
Yeah, same.
Which is insane, but I was just like, no.
No, it's one of those things that is incredible. Like there's no way around it. It is the best pizza.
It's also funny because Jesper and I established that on the rare occasion that he and I would like have a date with a girl, we would at some point, that sounds like we just have no pool. No, what I'm trying to say is, just don't go on a lot of dates, I suppose. Regardless, we always bring up Alum's Pizza because it's so good.
What we do in any social situation.
That's like, also true.
We can be in Prague hanging out with absolute strangers off of an app.
We did do that.
And then we will both separately bring up
We did do that, pizza. Yes. I remember. because one of the people there was like, oh yeah, I live in Germany. I was like, have you heard of olives? So that's like one of the things that we do agree on very strong. What is one of the things that I really like that you don't?
There are a couple. Avocado.
Oh yeah, avocado is great. Goes on everything.
I will say, I'm not... Okay, guacamole is delicious. Still absolutely repulsive.
How?
But if you have like...
What do you dip your nachos in?
Nothing, preferably.
You just eat the... raw dog your...
I hashtag raw dog my...
You don't dip?
No.
Crazy.
I think most dips ruin crisps.
Chips.
Crisps.
Nope. Especially tortilla chips.
No, like crisps should be eaten raw because you can, you know, really appreciate the saltiness.
But not nachos. Nachos are like made to be in dishes and stuff.
So nachos, give me a good cheese dip. That is good. Like a warm nacho cheese dip.
See, most of the time, I think those kind of taste like socks. Or at least what I imagine. Oh, both you and I think Nat left a sock at my house, by the way.
Yeah, you got a new pair.
I keep finding random socks that are way too small for me, so I feel like those are you guys's. But
I mean, my feet aren't that much smaller than
yours. No, but I would not be able to fit in your sock, I think. But yeah. I think the other one is Nat's sock is just like this
big.
Yeah,
true.
Regardless, no, I think the cheese dips are just... They usually smell so bad.
I don't remember where it was, but I recently ordered like nachos.
Wait a second. I'm so sorry. You don't like cheese.
I like cheese that doesn't taste like cheese. Anyway, these were nachos that didn't come with guacamole, and I was so happy. It was sick. So, best day of my life.
Admittedly, it is better if they add your dip as like in a dip container and not on there. Mm-hmm. Same with fries. If you get your fries and you're like, oh, do you want mayo on there? Yeah, sure. Why is it on there?
I've come around to that.
No, you're not going to tell me that you think that's a good idea.
I don't think it's better, but I do... You know when it's like in a little...
Like a pointy bag?
Yeah.
Those suck ass.
And it's like in the middle and you
just... Then your top layer of fries is absolutely drenched in them. You have to eat it with one of those stupid little forks.
Oh yeah, always.
I hate fork, like... You don't eat fries with a fork.
Yeah,
it's just like a hand food.
No.
You eat fries with a fork?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah.
Like when you have it at home?
Yeah. I don't want greasy hands.
Like. Insane person behavior. Insane person behavior. No. You know, I don't know if I told you this. So the reason I'm actually flying to the US on Monday... Wait, did I mention that this episode or the... We're kind of bulking on episodes right now. So I am flying to the US on Monday, and for the people that are watching, this is because I started seeing a woman who lives in the United States. And, yep.
You want me to phrase that differently?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Oh, the same thing, but phrased differently. He's going to the US for pussy.
No, I am a very romantic man, Jasper.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am a very romantic man. Mm-hmm. Regardless, when we went on our first date, she and I, we had burgers. And context, she was in the Netherlands, just in case people are like, wait, how often does this guy fly? But
admittedly.
Yeah, fair enough. This is the second time going to the US in a pretty short amount of time. But I remember like she like had her burger. I was like, oh, I'm going to judge how you eat your burger because my friend Jasper eats his burger stupidly and I want to see if you do it. And she was like, no, I'm all anxious. But she ate it good because she ate it upright instead of turning your burger upside down.
Listen up, right? So when you have a burger, the top bun is always rounded.
Curved, yeah.
Yeah, whereas the bottom one is flat.
Yes, because that's what you put it down on.
Now, how do you open your mouth? Right? In general, the top layer of teeth stays pretty firmly there, whereas you, lower your lower jaw.
No, I do this.
Yeah, but you're kind of weird. So it makes sense for the rounded part to go where it is rounded in your mouth, and you can just slide your teeth over the top, you know?
Yeah, I would, no, because then you have like the sesame seeds and all of that.
Okay, but who here has a master's degree?
In incels. You have a master's degree in incels.
Yeah, just to clarify, in studying incels, not in being an incel.
That'd be so insane if you got like a degree for being the biggest incel.
Yeah, you know how Andrew Tate has like a PhD program?
What?
But no, like he offers a PhD program, but it's like it stands for pussy, whatever.
I had no idea. Dude, I'm not. Like,
yeah, you don't study this shit.
To the Andrew Tate lore.
This is the opposite of that. I teach you how to just be a massive loser. Then again, I guess that's what the Andrew Tate course is. So, same diff.
Oh, should we do that? Where we just create a beta male course?
Yeah.
How to be a beta male?
It'll be the only honest, like, hustlers university type thing ever.
No, just like... I thought there's something there. I don't know. I think it's
there kind of, is. Yeah.
Like a course on how to be a low quality, like what did
it low quality male,
high value male.
Yeah.
How to be a low value male by Quentin Hyde and Jesper Lewis.
Yeah. How to never get women, but if you do get one, they'll be really ugly and smelly, and stuff.
Yeah, that's it. That's awesome.
Sounds good.
This
yeah.
is a great idea.
Yeah. Where were we?
We were at food still. Yeah. So yeah, avocado. Well, that we were at dips and how you are insane because apparently...
Burger eating, yeah.
Right. This man's favorite fast food chain in the Netherlands is Burger King.
Get it right.
Okay, it's technically Taco Bell, which I respect because Dutch Taco Bell is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Burger King over KFC, over McDonald's.
How? McDonald's is like at the top. Because they're the number one for a reason. They're not number one because everyone once like decided they were gonna be. It's just because they're good. No.
McDonald's as a baseline, very good. However, these days overpriced as hell.
They are getting very expensive. I'll give you that.
Whereas Burger King has sick deals.
Yeah, but the food is inedible.
No, it's not. They have Twister fries.
I've had those. They're just okay.
They have.
Like, they are infinitely worse than the McDonald's fries.
I will say that somehow McDonald's is the only fast food chain that knows how to do fries.
Yeah, that is crazy to me too. Because the normal fries, like you gotta at least admit, the Burger King normal fries.
Oh yeah, they're
garbage.
Then again, they recently introduced loaded fries, which kind of bang.
Okay, okay. I've heard actually one of my friends really likes that.
Yeah.
And sometimes when she visits me, literally goes to, because there's like a few Burger Kings in where I live.
Mm-hmm.
She goes specifically to Burger King to buy loaded fries.
They're good.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Burger King, the Whopper, Safe Bet, the...
It's just okay.
Chili cheese nuggets.
Are not great.
Raw.
Are not great.
So good.
I don't know. I feel like it's not enough chili and too much cheese, but it's a bad cheese. If that
no,
makes
it's a good cheese because it doesn't taste like cheese.
I want my cheese to taste like cheese.
I don't know. The younger the cheese...
The better the bees. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, I don't know. But no.
Yeah.
No, like a good... So, I like the fancy cheese on like a cheese platter where you're like, this one is from the Alpine cow milk.
Yeah.
This one here, you pair it with a little bit of truffle. And this one, you smear a little bit of mango winkle-binkle on there.
I want my cheese processed to hell and back.
Oh,
I bet
you like cheddar.
I like cheddar.
Cheddar's not good.
I like
not good.
Cottage cheese.
Except cottage cheese is...
Bangs.
All right, my mom finds it vile, but I think it's just it's. I bought it once.
Give me that Philadelphia.
That is, I agree on that one. That is great, but also mostly as a cooking thing.
No,
I love Philadelphia on? You get a tortilla wrap, you smear Philadelphia all over it, then you add a cucumber, some lettuce, and some smoked salmon.
Then you were doing so well.
Then you roll it up. Cut it and you just, you deep throat the whole thing.
You were doing so well right up until you...
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot avocado.
Oh, man. Fish? Garbage.
Delicious.
No. Seafood in general, just...
Mostly salmon. Salmon is the best. I'm not a big fan of tuna.
Bet you love yourself some trout.
What is trout again?
It's a type of fish that's pretty gross.
That's pretty funny because when I started seeing the girl that I referred to earlier, I actually told her about our friend Bass. But Bass is like a Dutch name, but we just kind of say it more English. Mm. But she was just like, wait, that's a fish. You also have a friend named Trout. That was pretty funny. So, no, I haven't had trout, I think. Is that... No, wait, that's mackerel. I don't know. Shrimp are great. Love shrimp.
The little boys.
All of them.
Yeah, as long as they're not, like, you know, visibly shrimp.
That's true. Like, I don't eat anything that still has a face, basically. Or, like, arms or something. Like, if I can see it being a part of an animal, I can't put myself to eat that. Or, like, remove the head. Or, like, you know, no.
That is actually also part of the reason why I hate chicken wings.
Oh, for chicken wings is not an issue for me.
I also don't like that you have to hold it to eat.
Yeah, this fella doesn't hold any of his food, ever.
He
just knives and forks. We were in a car, and this man was complaining that his donuts didn't have a plate, knife, and fork.
Not
a donut!
Listen, okay, when I'm at home, yeah, I'll use plate, knife, fork for a donut.
On a donut!
However, in a car, I just want, like, a piece of paper to hold it with so my hands don't get greasy.
And I remember it was really funny because I was like giving him the business for it, and then he went, you lost all your rights to criticize me because I saw you shampoo a toilet.
He did do that. You want to get into that story about how you refused to use a toilet that would not stink up an entire room that we would be sleeping in?
But listen, okay, we were in Prague and we were staying at the worst rated hotel in Prague. We actually made a main channel short out of it. It's doing well, by the way. Nice. It's doing well. People were super nice on it. Regardless, that place was genuinely disgusting. It smelled of smoke and just mold and just disgusting. And we had one really gross toilet, and I had to go at some point when we were out and about, and he and the other girl we were with, our friend, they wanted me to go. Is someone knocking on the door again? There's like some random door in this building. We don't know where it leads, but sometimes we hear knocking. Anyway, so they wanted me to go at a restaurant. So that was an immediate, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Instead, when we got back to the hotel, I'll just clean the toilet, but we didn't have any soap because they didn't even give us any soap. So I took my my shampoo, some water, and like some toilet paper, and I shampooed the whole toilet clean.
I have a joke.
Yes.
You're really putting the poo in shampoo.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's funny. Yeah, the knocking isn't stopping. Anyway, yeah, so that's... But he thought it was a totally reasonable request for me to go at a restaurant. Insane.
Yeah, I thought it was.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Fair enough.
See, that's the time I shampooed the restaurant, and we got there through the donut, through you eating stuff never with your hands, through chicken wings.
Yeah.
I love chicken wings. Chicken wings, delicious. Chicken boneless wings, the best.
Well, yeah.
Because they're basically nuggets, but...
Yeah.
Those I like... People are like, oh, no, but that's not, you know, the cool way. I don't care
real.
About that. I don't care about that. Crispy chicken tenders are the best. Give it a few good dips. You probably love the worst dip. Your favorite dip is probably like mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is good, by the way. I'm not hating on mayonnaise.
My favorite kind of mayonnaise.
As a dip, not great.
My favorite kind of mayonnaise.
All right, your favorite mayonnaise is the sour kind.
Sour, baby.
Ew.
Best one, for sure.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Barbecue sauce is a great dip.
No, don't like barbecue sauce.
Of course you don't.
No.
Chili?
Chili I can generally vibe with. I really like just plain chili sauce. It adds a lot to whatever you're cooking generally.
You cook chili sauce into your dish?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, don't do that.
Adds quite a bit. Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour to me is just always okay.
Like, it's a safe bet.
It's a safe bet, but yeah. I would never, if I had to pick one, would never pick sweet and sour.
I would.
I know, because I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
A good mustard is underrated.
Oh, yeah, mustard is very good.
That's one of the few things that we were surprised. I remember the first time you were like, I bet you don't want mustard. I was like, I want mustard. And you were like, oh, really?
Yeah.
A good mustard is underrated, I think, for sure.
I think the reason I wouldn't assume you like mustard is because I always feel like your taste in food is pretty boyish.
Boyish?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
As in, is roughly what an 11-year-old boy would like.
What? I eat almost everything.
Yeah.
Based on what?
Well, no mushrooms.
Disgusting. Absolutely vile. True. Bet you love olives.
I don't. I do enjoy the flavor of olives if it is mild in like a salad or something.
Hmm, a salad. Delicious.
Oh, salads are good.
No. I mean, yeah, but like I would never pick one, if that makes sense.
Especially if it's like a pasta salad. Like that is a good meal.
I'll give you a pasta salad. Thank you. Why am I boyish in my food choices? Continue on. No mushrooms was the one thing you said.
Yeah, you don't like mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Your favorite fast food place is McDonald's.
Probably, yeah.
You feel me how this would roughly be like a four-year-old?
These are two examples of my otherwise very refined and broad palate. I eat almost every cuisine known to mankind.
You eat a lot of Oreos?
I stopped doing that because I gained 5 kilograms on Oreos alone. So I haven't had them in quite a while.
Okay.
But true, I love them.
M&M's, how about that? Hmm? What's your favorite kind of M&M?
The peanut one. Mm-hmm. Peanut one is the best one.
Peanut ones are good. They're by no means anywhere close to as good.
I'm sorry. Those are my favorite ones that are for sale here. My favorite ones on like that exist are the peanut butter M&M's.
Respectable for me, it would be the crispy, crunchy blue ones.
How are those any? That's so almost good. Everyone's favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. They're not that good. I think those are actually, they rank below the brown bag for me.
The
original ones with nothing in there but chocolate are, I think, better than the crunch.
So weird. You're a fucking child that's like, oh no, I just want my M&Ms to be normal and taste like nothing. You know, I don't want, oh no.
No, the crunch is just, the air in the crunch ones, It's not tasty air, if that makes sense.
Nope.
The air in there, it's not great.
Do you like Aero, the chocolate?
No. Yeah, with the Bulls?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I also have pretty major trypophobia, so looking at that after I bite it just makes me...
How about a mint?
Oh, mint is vile. Here's the thing. Having a mint, a Mentos, a Tic Tac is all awesome. Love it. Mint in anything, inedible. Mint tea, vile. Mint chocolate, vile. Mint ice cream, vile. Horrifying. Licorice, delicious. But not with mint. Okay.
I love mint in almost all its forms.
I know you do.
Mint tea is absolutely goated if it is a fresh one. Sick.
Oh, tastes like toothpaste.
Adding mint to like that's this Lebanese place in Amsterdam. They do this incredible kind of like wrap with halloumi cheese and like cucumber, tomato, special sauce, and they add mint to it, and it is so good. Like it adds so much.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Hashtag Team Jasper gang. No. Come on.
Right. So we've gotten to the end of this episode. I would love to know who of us you agree with more. Let us know in the comments, tweet it at us, please subscribe, and we'd love to see you next time. Bye.